Hey y'all, it's Lacey with Working Mom Moments. With the holiday season in full swing, I am taking my own advice and slowing down to soak up the joys and chaos of family time this Christmas. Last week and this week, I am replaying two of my most popular shows from 2023, both geared at working genius. So if you haven't had a chance to listen to these episodes yet, or you don't know what working genius is, you are in the right place. And if you've already heard these episodes, consider this your sign to listen again. You might just pick up a few nuggets of inspiration the second time around. I'll be back with new episodes in January. Until then, have a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Hey there, welcome to Working Mom Moments. Do you find yourself craving work-life balance and wishing you had more time in your day? Do you find yourself up late at night Googling how to get it all done, how to increase energy, or even searching for flexible jobs? Hey there, I'm Lacey. I too am a working mom that has struggled with the juggling act of getting it all done. I wanted more energy, less stress, and honestly, a little time to do something for myself. But I kept telling myself, well, this is just the way of life for working moms, and I had to power through until I found a little secret. I needed to get unstuck in order to create a life I truly enjoyed at home and at work. In this podcast, you'll find that secret too. You'll find time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and a roadmap to mindset transformation. If you're ready to thrive as a working mom, you're in the right place. Block off this time on your calendar as a meeting with yourself, and let's dig in. Hey y'all, do you want to come hang out with a group of working moms who get what it's like to juggle career and motherhood? Inside the free Working Mom Moments Facebook group, you'll get support, encouragement, time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and really strategies to help with the mental load of being a working mom. Simply head over to facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments. Also, I would love for you to become an insider and get regular emails from me, including the latest blogs and podcast episodes so you don't miss a thing, and tips and perspectives to help you find better balance and more joy as a working mom. Simply head over to laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. I'll never forget the day as an executive who sat on the leadership team of an organization when we decided we were rolling out this new service line, but we didn't have a name for it. So we all sat in a room as executives and we all were brainstorming different types of names. This was probably one of my favorite things to do, being strategic, being creative, and as the working genius of invention, being my first working genius, I love throwing things on a wall and seeing what sticks. Well, we had been in the room for a couple of hours and we weren't really making progress. And I remember one of our leaders saying, you know what, let's just hunker down in this room. We are gonna come out with a solution before today is over, even if we have to be here till 8 o'clock at night. I remember thinking, okay, well, I love brainstorms, so why not? Let's keep throwing ideas on the wall and seeing what sticks. But what I didn't understand at the time was that not everybody enjoys a brainstorming session. In fact, my very good friend hates brainstorming sessions. She says she dreads them when she knows she's going to have a strategic brainstorm or creative session at the office. She really dreads that and doesn't even want to come into the office that day and would rather call in sick because to her, she'd rather take the idea, tell you if it's good or bad, and then make sure that it ends up across the finish line. Her working geniuses were very different than mine, and she dreaded the same thing that I loved. And it didn't make sense to me until I had read the book, The Six Types of Working Genius by Patrick Lencioni and The Table Group, and then all of a sudden, light bulbs started going off. Now, if you're new and you hadn't listened to the previous episode where we talked about the six different types of working genius, let me give you a quick overview. There are six major functions of getting work done. Regardless of where you're at, if you're at work, if you're at home, there is work that needs to be completed. And these six functions are extremely important to getting any work done. So let's talk about these six stages. One is W, which is the gift of wonder. These are the people who are always wondering, oh my gosh, is there a better way to do this? Is there a better way to do that? I wonder why the things are the way they are. Then I, the gift or the genius of invention, is people who love to brainstorm. They might come up with 20 different ideas in the time it might take you to do one. They love looking at a whiteboard and filling it up with a bunch of different ideas. The gift of discernment, or the working genius of discernment, is really those that have a natural ability to evaluate the workability of the inventor's ideas. The next working genius is that of galvanizing. Those with the gift of galvanizing love to get things moving. They are the cheerleaders, they are rallying the troops, they are pushing people outside of their comfort zone and inspiring others to get started, although they're not always the ones to make that happen. In fact, that is the next working genius, which is enablement. People with the genius of enablement are making things happen. They are making sure that this idea that was galvanized is getting legs under it and starting the momentum. And then the last working genius, last but not least by any means, is tenacity. The working genius of tenacity is making sure that the job gets done and the project crosses the finish line. We love these people because they make sure that the ideas or the wonder actually comes to fruition. So, these are the six functions that are required in any type of work. And to be honest with you, every job also requires all six functions as well. So even though you might have two types of working geniuses that fit well, really well with you, and two working frustrations and two competencies, what we see is that every job still has these six letters or these six functions. So you can't get out of it and say, oh, that's not my working genius, I can't do it. That's certainly not an excuse. However, it does help you when understanding A, who you are, but also B, who your team members are and what is needed inside your organization, where there's gaps and where maybe there is a high concentration of different geniuses. So let's dive in. If you're not familiar with the six types of working genius, or you haven't taken the assessment yet, that's completely fine. What I just described to you in those six different functions, I want you to think about what comes naturally for you. You may be thinking, well, I do all of these things and I can do them really well, but what brings you joy? This is a productivity model, and we are more productive when we're working inside of our areas of genius, where it comes natural, where we get joy and fulfillment from. You've heard if you love what you're doing or you're passionate about what you're doing, you won't have a job a day in your life, right? Because your job is passion and it's fueled and you just want to keep working on that. Well, the same is true when you're working inside of your area of genius. You're more productive because it comes naturally for you. You're able to get more done and accomplish more, and you're having fun while doing it and leveraging the strengths of which you have internally and are naturally gifted with. Many, many years ago, I was working in a job that actually required me to work out of my areas of frustration. Although at the time, I didn't have the vernacular or the vocabulary to be able to say these were my working frustrations, not my working geniuses, what I found was every day I was feeling burnt out. I was feeling frustrated. I was feeling as though I wasn't being the best representation of who I was and wasn't bringing my A game to the table every day at work. In fact, I found myself often going home feeling frustrated, crying, saying this job wasn't right for me, it wasn't fulfilling to me. And again, I didn't have the words to use that wrapped themselves around or aligned with this model because the model hadn't come out yet. What I did know is that this wasn't right for me. It didn't feel good for me. My working geniuses are invention and galvanizing. I love being creative, throwing things on the wall, coming up with a billion different ideas for one question, and working with somebody who can help me suss that out, then galvanizing and getting people to buy in and get excited about the idea of which we're pursuing. But this particular job required me to be the enabler and to have tenacity. So I was the one who actually was responding to the galvanizer, who had to figure out a way to get legs underneath of an idea or a concept and actually see it through to completion. And while I absolutely can do those things, just like that coffee cup that we described with the hole in it and its styrofoam and its losing heat from the top, but also losing coffee from the bottom, I found myself drained and I wasn't happy. And so if you find yourself in that type of area where you're just not happy or you can't figure out what it is that isn't bringing you joy, perhaps it's a team functionality. There may be other people who are not working inside of their areas of genius, or as we'll discuss in future episodes, perhaps there's team mapping that actually shows that we're skipping parts of the six job functions in order to get any work done. There may be a variety of reasons, but The six types of working genius is a critical component to start reflecting on ourselves. So with that, I challenge you to really look at where you're spending your time each and every day. Maybe over the past week, go back and look at your calendar and look at where you are spending time in which geniuses. So you naturally have very likely two working geniuses, two working competencies that you could do for a while. You're pretty good at it and it's okay. It doesn't bring you a ton of joy, but it doesn't frustrate you as much. And then you have two working frustrations that if you're working out of those for any amount of time will zap you and drain you. The competencies you can get by with a little bit, but eventually over time, that will be the silent killer that will not even be noticed that you're getting frustrated as quickly as those working frustrations, but still will zap you and drain you of that energy and productivity. So working inside of your working genius is really critical. Now, every job function requires all six components in order to get your job done, my job done. And so it doesn't mean that we can just get out of doing anything that is in our working competency or working frustration. But what it does mean is perhaps working with a supervisor, working with your team members, figuring out what your working geniuses are so that you can figure out what theirs are as well and perhaps approach the project or the idea or the initiative from a different lens or a different angle that maximizes your working genius. If you find that you are spending the bulk of your time inside of your working frustration, that's an area of a red flag that you need to draw and pay attention to and start looping in your own supervisor or team members or colleagues to be able to say, hey, I love this part of my job. I'm really good at it. In fact, I'm really productive in it, so I can accomplish way more in these areas than some of these other areas. How can we adjust how we're approaching this concept so that I am serving the company a little bit better? Because as we think about it, as working moms, we have a limited amount of time. And so if we're more productive at work and we can knock more off of our list and we can get more done, we also are feeling more fulfilled. That translates into our mood, into our behavior at home. When we're feeling fulfilled at the office place and we are riding that energy train because we are working inside of our areas of passion and genius, that translates to home and our energy that once we finally cross that threshold at the end of the day and we're with our kids, that energy is encouraging and it's positive and has a lasting positive impact on those that are inside of our home, our spouses, our kiddos, even our dogs. Once we also understand our own working geniuses, it provides less guilt for us. It allows us to really avoid that shame and judgment that we place on ourselves when we typically might ask, why can't I do this as well as Sally, who can complete this? My supervisor says this should be really easy for me and I'm really struggling with it. What is wrong with me? Remove that guilt inside of the workplace by replacing it with those working geniuses that we naturally have the ability to do and bring us joy. So finding a way to really balance out what is bringing you joy with some of those frustrations. And if you find inside of your calendar that you truly are unable to get more of that working genius in, perhaps it's carving out time in between some of these projects where we have to get those areas of frustration done. For me, it was making sure enablement and tenacity still had to get done as part of my job. I couldn't override that just because I love inventing things, but I would put in little pockets inside of my calendar for creativity, for creative moments, to be able to think of a new idea of a name for a company or an initiative that we're doing or come up with a logo, right? Throwing a bunch of different ideas on the wall, seeing what sticks. And so if you find yourself, again, working in some of those frustrations, your coffee cup is draining, look for areas of which you can leverage your own working genius, even if it means building it into your calendar is almost a reward for getting through some of those more frustrating times. Once we've assessed the impact of the six types of working genius when it relates to our own job description or our own functionality inside of our office setting, it's really critical to examine how does working genius play out inside of our teams that we work with each and every day. I'll give you an example of somebody that I once struggled significantly with in the workplace. Every time I would come up with an idea, it was constantly shut down by this individual, time and time again, regardless of how great I thought the idea was, as of course all inventors think their ideas are great. But I'm going to tell you, I know that I come up with a lot of terrible ideas and I don't mind being corralled and told yes or no or refine this one. But it just appeared that every time this individual would say, nope, nope, nope. They were quick to respond with nope. I would get frustrated. And I felt as though my ideas weren't worth pursuing and that my ideas were never good enough. And so that's actually something that can crush somebody with the gift of invention, is not even hearing out the full idea. But what I recognized after studying and facilitating groups on the six types of working genius was this individual actually had the working genius of discernment, which is an amazing working genius and very necessary, especially for somebody who loves to come up with ideas and wants to bounce them off of other people. And so it helped me to really reframe how I encountered and interacted with them, because I no longer looked at it as a personal threat. I looked at it as though somebody who had a working genius that I didn't have, and they were leveraging that because they had natural good gut instincts. Now, we still had to work through, how do we communicate? How do we make sure we're fully listening to ideas that are being presented back and forth? But it was the catalyst for truly understanding one another, which, again, if we're talking about reducing guilt or judgment, the six types of working genius is created specifically for the workplace and does just that. Once we know how our team members operate and what working genius they're operating out of, it helps us to really avoid going down the path of blaming, of judging, and hopefully even feeling frustrated when somebody doesn't align perfectly with your own working genius. Now, all of that to say, we're going to have those organizations or those teams that maybe aren't always working at maximum capacity. And so if we think about the six different types of functions that need to happen for any work to get done, there are times where organizations don't have all six types in anybody's working genius. So there may be a gap inside of invention, or there may be a gap inside of discernment. And what we see a lot of times when there's a gap in discernment is that everybody's pushing through, the ideas are coming through really fast, but nobody's really solidifying or framing that up into what exactly that idea should be. And so the galvanizer goes and gets everybody excited about things, but there's not a really clear direction. So we're enabled and we push things across the finish line, but they're never really used, or perhaps they're never really celebrated because they really weren't all on the same page, since we skipped the D of discernment. So when we look at the six different functions of the six types of working genius, when we skip a genius, we're actually skipping a step. And when we skip a step, we're actually skipping people in their working geniuses. And so as you look at your group and you do your own perhaps team map, or you are talking through your different types of geniuses and frustrations, if you identify a gap inside of your team, that represents an opportunity to really leverage perhaps another team inside of the organization, or another individual who could be brought up for certain meetings or different activities that require that working genius. Or perhaps even another frustration that we see is when multiple people inside of a team are not working inside of their areas of working genius. What we might see on the outside is a team that's kind of negative, or overall frustrated, or feeling as though their contributions really don't matter, or they're not even excited about. You see team morale dip, perhaps even burnout goes up, and perhaps even people are taking more time off because they're just not feeling fulfilled inside of their job. So when this happens, again, assessing how working genius is working inside of that team, specifically inside of the organization, can show us if everybody's working inside of their areas of genius, or at least has a good portion of their day or their week allocated towards their working genius. Again, if we're more productive in those areas that come naturally for us and give us joy and fulfillment and we're passionate about, we are better able to get things accomplished. We're more productive, we're happier about that, and it allows us to get through some of those hard times when we need to work through those working frustrations that we all need to work through. So working genius can really impact the team morale and team health once you know how everybody's genius is really laid out. And that can change an entire team, and it can change an entire organization. So when we come home and we're feeling frustrated, perhaps we are working inside of our areas of working genius. That's awesome. That's a win right there. But we still feel as though we're frustrated and burnt out. And maybe it's because our team is kind of negative, or they're all feeling frustrated. And it could be because they are all not working inside of their areas of working genius. So it may be worth a conversation to the supervisor, or bringing in the book, Six Types of Working Genius, or even a facilitator to talk through how you can maximize work inside of your passion areas, inside of your working genius, in order to see better and more positive outcomes and decrease the frustration. As you work through assessing your job description, your calendar, where you're spending your time, making sure that you are fulfilling at least some time inside of your areas of working genius, and you're looking at your team health and how that impacts you and how the team health also impacts your outcomes, this all is tied to how we feel at our job. And how we feel inside of our job also translate very directly into how we feel at home. If we're not fulfilled in the workplace, it will be very visible and evident to our families when we get home, making it much more difficult to feel good about where we're at and blending the two different roles that we have as both mother and career. So I challenge you to really dive in and explore the working genius and how it pertains to you at work, because the next episode that we have is going to focus all on taking this concept inside the home and how does working genius impact our lives at home. And I'm going to tell you, this is my favorite topic because it is less talked about. I think working genius is fantastic as a productivity tool and understanding ourselves and reducing guilt inside of the workplace. But as we talk about, oftentimes what we do in the workplace is transferable over to what we do at home. So many times what we learn and do at work can be translated into what we do at home. This is one of those areas, and I'm so excited to dig in and talk more about how to reduce guilt, shame, and increase productivity and fulfillment at home as a working mom. For more information on the six types of working genius, go ahead and click into the podcast episode description. I've put a link over to my website where you can actually purchase the six types of working genius book. And podcast listeners also have the opportunity to purchase a bundle on my website. It's a free assessment coupled with a 60-minute coaching session where we can talk about all things working genius related to your home, to your work, and how that impacts you in both settings. So go ahead and check that out. And I look forward to our next working mom moment. I hope this episode has helped you, and I'd love for you to come and join and share your favorite working mom tip in my free community where we discuss mindset, motivation, time-saving strategies, and so much more. I'll meet you over at Facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments, and be sure to sign up for my insider email at laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. Hey y'all, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 quick seconds and share it with a friend who may need to hear this message as a working mom? Also, please leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up when I hear from listeners to know that this podcast is helping you. Okay, time to cross a few more things off my never-ending to-do list. I know you can relate. So I'll meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Until our next working mom moment, have a beautiful day.